From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program. And I do truly thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. Yesterday, we began to talk about a statement that the Lord Jesus Christ gave as he was speaking to his disciples on the very same day that he came up out of the grave. As a matter of fact, it was the evening after his resurrection. And in John chapter 20 and verse 21, Jesus said this to his disciples, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." Think about that. Jesus was speaking to his disciples on the day of his resurrection, and he said, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." And yesterday I introduced our little series by saying that down through the years, I've had people come to me many times over again and say, "Pastor, I would love to do something for the Lord, but I have no idea what to do." Well, the point of the study yesterday on the radio was simply that everyone that God has saved, he has saved them with a purpose to serve him, and that God never keeps his will from those who desire to know it. And so if you happen to be one who's been saved for a period of time and still don't know what it is that God would have you to do, I gave three thoughts about that yesterday at the end of the program, and that is that, number one, maybe you've never really asked God what to do. Number two, maybe God has shown you and you've not obeyed him. And then number three, maybe you're making excuses for not serving the Lord because you want to do something different than what God has called you to do. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, every one of us who are saved have been called by God to do something. In fact, I gave you a statement yesterday that I will repeat today, and that is the fact that every child of God has not only been chosen by God to serve him, but has been sent by God to serve him, and that includes you. And I praise the Lord for every one of you who have responded to the Lord, and you said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And you're doing it. I praise God for all of you who are doing that. But I also realize that there are some of you who've never yet said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And when he revealed that to you, you've not yet followed him. Could that be you? Well, I want you to think about that. And remember that every child of God has not only been chosen by God to serve him, but has been sent by God to serve him. Now, today, we want to begin to focus on that phrase that the Lord Jesus Christ gave there in John chapter 20 and verse 21. "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." Here he was speaking to the disciples on the evening of the day of his resurrection. And he came into their midst and he said unto them, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And I've often thought that particular statement that the Lord Jesus Christ gave there was really based upon the prayer that the Lord Jesus offered to his Father back in John chapter 17. We often refer to this as the high priestly prayer of the Lord, where as Jesus was speaking, he was praying for his followers, he was praying for his disciples, and he says to the Father, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." And so this was something that the Lord Jesus Christ had on his mind. This was something that he had as it related to purpose. that the Father sent him into the world, and now he was sending his disciples into the world. And so there are two points I want to emphasize in looking at this phrase in John chapter 20 and verse 21. Number one, God the Father sent the Son. And number two, God the Son sent us. First of all, God the Father sent the Son. Jesus says, as my Father has sent me. Two things I want to emphasize here, and that is, number one, God the Father sent God the Son with a purpose. And then secondly, God the Son obeyed God the Father as he was sent. Let's look at the first one. God the Father sent God the Son with a purpose, and indeed he did that. We can find that all throughout the pages of the Gospels particularly. For instance, turn back to the Gospel of John chapter 1. In John chapter 1, we find that it speaks concerning the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I would encourage you to take some time to read down through the entire chapter. But in John chapter 1 and verse 14, it says this, "And the Word was made flesh." That's talking about the Lord Jesus as the Word of God. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And then you drop down to verses 16 through 18. It says, "And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." What does that teach us? It teaches us that when Jesus Christ was in the world, he really presented the reality of God to mankind. Prior to that, the Jewish people knew about God. Many of them did have a relationship with God through faith. But when Jesus Christ was on the earth, he was 100% God and 100% man. And when people looked upon him, they didn't just see a human being, but they saw the very God of very gods. And so God the Father sent God the Son with a purpose, number one, to present the reality of God to mankind, and he did. Jesus fulfilled that purpose. But then secondly, God the Father sent God the Son into the world to perform the redemption of God for mankind. And Jesus fulfilled that responsibility, that purpose as well. Remember back in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 10, we see that that's brought out very, very clearly, where the Lord Jesus says this, Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." What did Jesus do? He came into the world not just to give good teaching, not just to present God to mankind, but he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost, which includes everybody. And therefore, Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary, and on that cross of Calvary, he did all that the Father had expected him to do. Think about that. He was obedient to what God wanted him to do, which leads us to the second point to take into consideration. Not only did God the Father send God the Son with a purpose, but God the Son obeyed God the Father as he was sent. He did not disobey. He did not rebel. He did not say, "Well, Father, I know what you want me to do, but I'm going to do something else." No, he did exactly what the Father wanted him to do. Notice, if you would please, John chapter 6 and verse 38. John chapter 6 and verse 38, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking concerning his ministry. And he says this, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." You might want to mark that in your Bible, because I think it's a tremendous pattern to follow. Jesus said, For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And so, as we go back to our text in John chapter 20 and verse 21, when Jesus clearly said there in that passage of Scripture, as my Father has sent me, we need to recognize that Jesus Christ did everything that the Father sent him to do. You know, beloved, Jesus knew what the cross was going to entail. He understood the physical suffering that he was going to go through. But even in a greater way, he understood the spiritual suffering that he was going to go through on that cross. He knew that he was going to bear the sin of the whole world in his body, and yet he knew no sin. He knew that he was going to be separated from his Father, and that was an anguishing thought because he had been with the Father and united with the Father in eternity past. He knew he was going to die to pay the wage of sin for everybody, but he did exactly what God the Father wanted him to do. He was sent with a purpose, and he obeyed what God sent him to do. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow, we're going to look at the second part of that phrase, even as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. But the question that I want to ask you today before we conclude is simply this. As a Christian, as a born-again child of God, are you doing all that the Lord would have you to do? Do you know what God wants you to do? And are you doing it? You think about that, and we'll continue our study tomorrow. Until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come. No doubt about it.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.